City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to a March 20th edition of City Current. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and I'm here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. And because of our current situation with the COVID-19 health crisis pandemic, Jim Neubauer, City Administrator of the City of Mandan, is in his office over in Mandan. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Mary. Yes, we are practicing social distancing, so we're trying to set a good example today.
In a big way, absolutely. Yeah. And as typical with City Current, we want to touch on the highlights of the City Commission meetings. And as I mentioned, we're here on a Friday morning. City Commission meets on Tuesdays, so we're a few days late. And before we get to some of the issues that are happening in the cities and in our area, we thought we'd just kind of do a real quick highlights of the commission meeting on Tuesday night, so we don't forget about our main function here at City Current. But so right. The meeting did happen on Tuesday night. The mayor was, it was interesting because he was adjusting the schedule and the agenda, the order of the agenda, according to who was sitting in the room, so people could come and leave as quickly as possible. So already Tuesday, obviously very much concerned about all of that.
Mayor Heldbing did a pretty good job of recognizing folks in the audience, and then, you know, when as their issues were completed on the agenda, saying, okay, feel free to leave if you need to. We also had staff that were there, and as we went through their items on the agenda, we encouraged them to exit the building too. So, like I said, we're trying to do everything that we can from a meeting standpoint, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but the process of city government still needs to go on. And that's what we did on Tuesday.
Absolutely. So let's jump in. There's only four items we really wanted to pick out and talk about. One of them, Jim, was the Partners in Planning Main Street Initiative. It's some matching funds that are going to be available, and it's about applying for those funds, correct?
Right. The state of North Dakota has put out this program in which communities, large and small, can apply for what they call Partners in Planning matching grants. And the last time the City of Mandan partnered with our other entities, you know, Park District, School District, County, was called the Mandan Tomorrow Plan. I think in 2009 that was completed. And so we're kind of looking for a mini Mandan Tomorrow 2.0 to take place if we're successful in obtaining those grant funds. So we like this would be a good kickstart to that. We'd have, I think, 18 months to complete the project, should we be awarded that grant, and we should know within, you know, the next few months. But of course, that kind of changes. Time frames are a little different right now in a new world that we're at. So we'll see when the state has some other priorities on their plate right now, but yet the business still needs to go on.
Absolutely, yeah. Another item on the agenda was dealing with abatements.
Yep.
So you had public testimony and from a number of property owners.
Right.
Just talk about that and the process that they have in the future.
A little background on that, and the particular abatements we had on for Tuesday night were some of the larger apartment buildings, and the owners did not agree with the values that were put on for a 2019 year. There is a process in which you can, if you don't agree, you can file for an abatement. At that point in time, we had several apartment owners come to us and say, we really think we're overvaluing it. There's, you know, three different ways we can value buildings and property. We were using the sales approach back then because the issue with that is sometimes if there's not enough sales within a certain class of property, we'll go to the cost approach, and it's a combination. These folks came in and said, well, based on the income we were receiving, the rents were low, we were having vacancies, that the values that we had on that property were too high. We had asked a few years ago apartment owners to supply us with their income and expense information so then we could use that data when those valuations were done. For 2020, we finally received enough information from apartment owners to be able to, you know, change our valuation method. So now we're in 2020 values will be based on an income approach versus 2019 was based on a sales approach. Since we had changed to an income approach in 2020, These property owners felt that we should be able to use that for 2019. And, you know, we certainly understand their argument, and these were some of those building owners that had supplied us with that information. But yet we have a whole class of property where we have hundreds of apartment buildings in town. And to just allow a few to be on the income approach and the rest of them based on a sales and cost approach, we didn't think, or the commission voted 4-1, that this would not be a fair, it would create some inequities with all the other apartment buildings if we just value a few of them on the income approach for that year. So, you know, the commission denied those abatements, and in turn, you know, their next step is to go to the Morton County, where those abatements get moved to. If the county commission agrees with the city commission's recommendation, then those owners can, you know, go to district court if they want to try and find some relief there. But the whole process is, if you don't agree with your valuation, there still are steps that you can bring forward to our assessor, and we'll work with you on that.
Jim, when do you anticipate Morton County maybe having this on their agenda?
Again, I would think within the next 30 days, they will know for sure.
Okay. All right. The next two items have to do with roads. We always spend a lot of time talking about streets and roads.
Yep.
The first one I put down on my notes would be the Northwest area. And I know the last time you and I met here in the studio, we talked extensively about that project. It's a big project. There's lots of pieces to it, lots of moving parts, so to speak.
Right.
Old Red Trail area is kind of what we're talking about.
Yep.
It was a pretty lengthy discussion on Tuesday night. Do you want to just kind of give us a summary of what happened on the commission meeting?
Yeah, a little bit of background. We had held, with our street maintenance project, we try and have a public input meeting so that the folks in the neighborhood come in. We did one of those up in Red Trail Elementary, and in turn sent out 450 postcards, said, hey, come on in, tell us what you know. We know what we think, but we're saying there may be areas that we missed or didn't get addressed. So come on in, tell us about those. We had that input meeting. We brought some plans and specs forward to the city commission to put out for bid. From that public input meeting and from comments from commissioners, we did make some adjustments to our original plans. When we sent out letters, you know, people at the public meeting where we staff are usually hesitant in giving numbers out at that public input meeting because we're really trying to get their input so that if things change, then we're not saying, well, you told me it was going to be $20 and now it's $50. In this case, people were all asking, how much is this going to cost me at the input meeting? So we gave them some preliminary numbers. In turn, we made some adjustments to those plans, and some of those numbers were lowered. And therefore, when folks got a letter saying, hey, we think your estimated special assessment may be between X and Y, and it was different than what was told to them at the input meeting, they were confused. Oh. And then they started contacting some of our elected officials. And so we went through, you know, Justin did a good job of going through the entire process on why those were changed. But we find out we can do some things better, and we could have explained that better in our letters that we send to folks. But again, some of the amounts went down significantly because we changed and we're doing, you know, instead of a complete reconstruction on the road in front of you, we're going to do a chip seal and try and get more life out of that asphalt. So therefore, the numbers went down quite a bit, and folks were going, well, why and what happened? And the folks that had the reconstruct were saying, well, mine are still high. Why didn't mine go down to match with the other folks? So, like I said, it was just another opportunity for the public to have input into a street project.
And that opportunity for protest is still out there. And
yep.
The deadline would be when, Jim?
I believe it's April 6th at 4 o'clock or 4:30. But, you know, there is a notice in the Mandan News that we have to legally publish creating that district. And therefore, folks have a right to protest it. So the city commission on April 7th will determine whether there is sufficiency of protest, whether the project will stop or whether it will move forward. You know, our street projects are a little in limbo now too, because, you know, with the dramatic fall in oil prices, you know, part of the prairie dog funds that we've been using to kind of help out projects in these areas, we'll see if this is a short-term blip on the price of oil or not, but that price of oil really determines if there will be prairie dog money for the cities to use for road maintenance projects or street reconstruction projects. So everything's a little bit in flux right now.
Yeah. If everything does go as as hoped for. Do you anticipate this will be this summer, this possibly yes. this construction project yep. could happen in the area?
Okay. Plans will be out for bid, and in turn, depending on what those bids come back on as, and whether or not the project gets protested out, or if it, and the board continues it, we will hopefully be able to construct this summer yet.
Okay.
So that would be the plan.
Another big road project, a yeah. big road project that was had a lengthy discussion. It was a presentation on Tuesday night, and a lot of discussion, mostly about the elements, looking at what's included. Yep. And this is Memorial Highway, but this is
correct.
This is well in a few years into the future. This is a big project. It's going to take a lot of planning, and there have been public input meetings already, gathering some right. ideas and feedback. Yep. So Tuesday night, there was a big presentation about those preliminary findings.
Right. We kind of felt, you know, this is a project between Federal Highway, Department of Transportation, City of Mandan, all the property owners in there are in this together. And so we've had several public meetings last summer and this fall, and we thought it was time to bring what we know today into the commission and give them an update. You know, this is a huge project. This is, you know, a couple miles of roadway, and like I said, the likes, I think when Mandan Main Street was redone in the 90s, similar kind of project here. Lots of asphalt to tear up, a lot of concrete to put down, and people are concerned about the cost and the timing on this. And, you know, this is a project that looks at sidewalks and walking trails along Memorial Highway. There aren't any sidewalks or walking trails, you know, that run the length of that. There's traffic issues, you know, at some intersections, the most notably the one by McDonald's. Mm-hmm. That does now meet warrants, so that a traffic signal would be installed in this project. We've got drainage issues where the stormwater really has a problem going anywhere in that area. Accessibility, we've got a lot of entrances to businesses, and that's one of the big contentions is you've got a pretty busy highway, and if everybody has their own entrance, how do we minimize those? And so they gave an update to the board. Tentative schedule, I think, is what we're looking at, would be in, people like to know, in shovels in the ground. So I like to talk in that vernacular and say shovels in the ground in probably 2022, where some side work will be done dealing with stormwater, not of the driving surface. So we're going to try and get all of the area for stormwater, that work done in 2022. 2023 and 2024 would be the, you know, hit the roadway reconstruct. So that's very tentative right now. And like I said, this is a multi-million dollar project, and funding needs to fall in place. And so that's tentatively where we're at today. And again, things change.
Yeah, and we'll hear more about this project. It's not going to go away, that's for sure. So
it isn't going away for many years.
So let's talk about what's going on. And there's a lot going on. And I noticed yesterday your department sent out a notice that all the public facilities have been closed to the, all the facilities in the city of Mandan have been closed to the public. And we've been seeing this multiple news releases coming out to us here. And I should mention, take this moment to mention that Dakota Media Access is also closed to the public right now. We aren't doing any equipment loans or appointments or classes or anything here. And then we also did cancel our annual film festival that was scheduled April 2nd through the 4th at the Balmejus. Unfortunately, again, according to social distancing, we're following yes. all the rules. So we had to cancel that, but we want to talk about the city of Mandan and, right. and you know, talk about the impact of closing these facilities. And first of all, City Hall, Jim, talk about right. what's happening at City Hall.
Well, we've been, you know, since Sunday night when the governor closed K through 12 schools and said, okay, this is what's happening because of the number of positive tests that had occurred in the state. We started gathering our folks, and Monday we started working on plans to say, okay, what can we do to minimize contact with the public? Are there critical things that have to happen here that we can have folks work remotely, either from home or from anywhere, for that matter of fact, and what equipment do we need to outfit that? Thursday, you know, we've had meetings with Morton County on Monday. I was over with a Morton County group on Thursday. Right now, we have installed a phone out into our south lobby of City Hall. So you can, there's a vestibule out there. So you can go in the front, you can get in the building. In those front doors, there will be a phone in which we will ask you to call. You know, there's obviously we have instructions that you can call the appropriate department. If you need to have someone come out and greet you and let you in, we understand that there's going to have to be some face-to-face contact and things like that. So we are closed to the public, but we are open. We are business as usual.
And you'd prefer, as I understand, any visitors, that anyone that needs to absolutely come into the building, call in advance and make an appointment.
Right.
Because a lot of work could happen over the phone, or some, you know, obviously questions can be answered. And through your website, cityofmandan.com has a lot of information, certainly forms and applications, and all of these things are available again on your website.
Right. Our contact information is out there, from emails to phone numbers and things like that. And again, we're encouraging folks. We have, you know, a lot of the traffic in City Hall is for paying your utility bill. Well, we've got the online bill payment. You can call us and we'll take your credit card, and we'll take a credit card payment over the phone. We have a drop box here. We're on the north side of City Hall where you can drop your utility bill with an envelope in there. I think we're going to put some envelopes out in our lobby close to that telephone where you can, you know, if you don't know what your amount your bill is, call us. We'll tell you. You can write the check, drop it in the box outside. Like I said, we're trying to, again, that social distancing, we're trying to be good stewards of that and practice that. But we also are cognizant there are times when we're going to have to let someone in and we're going to have a chat and see if we can help explain things. And, you know, that's what we do. And we don't want to lose that completely. But again, we're doing our best to encourage folks to please, if there's an online way to do this, or if there's a telephone way we can do this, forms, instructions, we've got, you know, pretty much all that online, and use it.
Well, and I think your Facebook page is pretty
right.
Fluid, pretty nimble. You're
yep.
Putting real quick announcements out there. So follow the City of Mandan on
yep.
Facebook. And I think that's another way people can connect with you.
Right.
And get
like
quick
I said,
meeting.
Yep. Yeah. And we've been, it's kind of like funny. We were tracking the number of folks that were coming in Monday and Tuesday through the doors, and where were they going and what did they need? And then if we're finding that, well, there's something that we don't have online and that's where they come in here, or they don't have an envelope to put their check in for the water bill, well, let's put one out in the lobby and let folks make their payments. And again, we encourage that. If you don't know, you know, what your water bill is, call us, we'll tell you. And in turn, we'll conduct those transactions with minimal human interaction as possible
yeah.
for the time being.
We need to mention too, and this has been in place for, I think, a few days, is the Morton Mandan Library, Public Library,
yep.
has been closed, unfortunately,
yep.
but they also function online. People can reach them and look at their website, see what's available.
Yep, and they've been, like I said, with all the books that are coming into the library on a daily basis, you know, there's a lot of material that comes into them that they need to then clean. And so we thought that was the best. Our library board has certainly made those decisions, and we're trying to work with, be patient with us. And I think that's one of our biggest messages, is for the public to be patient, and we will continue to do business.
Obviously, one of our concerns here is how do we continue mm-hmm. providing coverage of the many meetings that happen at City Hall. And for now, there are a number of meetings that are continuing in the Bosch Bailick Room at City Hall. We did notice, we're getting notices obviously all the time, your Mandan Planning and Zoning for Monday night is still on.
Yeah.
But we also got a notice earlier today that the Mandan School Board meeting that was going to follow that Planning and Zoning
right.
has been canceled, or at least postponed for now.
Yeah.
So there's it's very fluid. Obviously, there's a lot going on. But at this point in time, we're doing everything we can, too, to help you and work with you guys to keep these meetings going, whether it's in the Bosch Bailick Room live or here on Zoom or GoToMeetings
right.
or whatever. We're all researching that and seeing what's going to work best.
Yeah. Dr. Bitz and I, the school superintendent, had a conversation this morning, and he had called and asked if they'd still be able to meet. And I said, yes, from a public hearing standpoint, and that's what planning and zoning has on their agenda for Monday night, is there are a couple of public hearings that you, in essence, have to have a method in which people can come in and attend that public meeting. While, you know, commissioners, we have it set up so that they can call in, and, you know, again, social distancing and things like that, they can call into the meeting and participate that way. For the John Q public, you know, it's a little different. So we will have the room open for that. And again, public hearings, you have to have provide that opportunity for folks. But, you know, talking with Dr. Bitz this morning, we're all cognizant of going, what's on our upcoming agendas? Does it have to be there? If it gets put off for 2 weeks, is it going to, is it going to matter, or can we get by with putting things off? So we're doing our best to say, if it's not critical, doesn't need to be on the agenda, let's move it down a couple of weeks. You know, our next meeting from the city commission is until April 7th. We'll see how things go until then. But again, we do have some things. We do have some items of business that we do need to transact in a timely manner. And therefore, canceling all public meetings, I think, is probably out of the question. But can we find a new way or an alternative way to conduct them?
And you mentioned public comment and public hearings, and that's what we're seeing from our counterparts around the country, that our community media operations that do government meetings, that's the number one question. We know we can do these meetings remotely through Zoom and all these services, but it's how do you get the public interaction? And that's something we're hoping to come up with some answers soon and work with you on that. So,
and even our public meeting notice for planning and zoning went out, and planner John Van Dyke indicated on there, if you have comments you want to make, please email them to him and he will read them at that meeting. And
that's so pretty simple.
Into the record, that's as simple as it is. And even for our applicants, if we have applications in planning and zoning, we're contacting them, asking them, is it mission critical for this to be on this next agenda, or can we wait for 30 days? So I said, we're trying to check with folks that have applications pending, normal routine business that we call it. Can we put it off for 2 weeks or a month or things like that?
So we're talking about critical issues and essential issues with public meetings, but there are services within the community that we want to talk about. And you had that listed in your news release yesterday about what's going to continue to happen. And I want to talk about that a little bit, Jim.
So even, the main concern is from a public safety, police and fire standpoint. We had a house fire this morning. We had, we've got a regular full-time force, a career force, and we have a volunteer force. And we had a good turnout of volunteers to help fight that fire this morning. So we are continuing those services, and we will not stop doing that. We've made adjustments in how we respond to some medical calls in the fire service area, as if it's not life-threatening and we don't have to have firefighters go into a house, or if we're going to a nursing home, if we don't have to go in the doors, Metro Ambulance will probably go in first, and if we need to assist, we certainly will. But again, we're trying to minimize our interaction to the best that we can too. Police, we're still out there. I read a couple things where the public has said, if you're a criminal, take a break and just relax for a while. And then when this is over, come back and do your criminal things and we'll catch you. But again, it's kind of interesting the way things are going. But again, police and fire certainly will continue to operate. Our water treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant, still up and going. We're going to provide water, we'll provide sewer, we'll provide, the streets to drive on, the traffic signals are still going to work, and all of those things. Garbage pickup, Armstrong Sanitation is still operating. Your garbage is going to be picked up once a week. Your recycling is going to be picked up every 2 weeks by Waste Management. So essential city services undoubtedly will continue. We may change, like you said, we've got folks in our critical positions that have the ability to work from home if necessary. We can forward our phones to our home phone or our cell phones and all those kinds of things. So like I said, we can function in a manner that gets us through this situation.
And we talked earlier again about your website, cityofmandan.com is the place to go, or City of Mandan on Facebook. And your phone number of 667-3215 is your main line, correct?
Main line. We've got Instagram, Facebook, city webpage, things like that. Please use them. And there's always the telephone. Again, we've installed a phone on the south side of City Hall. We will have the doors locked on the east side, directing everybody to the front. And, you know, if we can transact business over the telephone, we will. We'll do remote meetings like, you know, we are doing this today through City Current. We have a growth fund meeting, one of our committee meetings set up for next week, and we've got that set up. We can do that remotely. And again, we need to provide public access to that meeting, but we will keep socially distancing from people. And like I said, we're encouraging folks to, you know, please, if you can dial in remotely, please do so. We've got those, we've got that equipment in place to do, make that happen.
And we keep hearing the same messages over and over from various sources, state and federal, and it's all the same. And we'd be neglectful if we didn't also echo all that stay at home information. If you don't need to be out, please don't go out. Don't hoard products in the grocery store.
Yeah, don't hoard products. Be respectful of folks. Yeah. And now we always, sometimes we talk about maintaining your personal space. Well, I think our personal bubble just got a little bit bigger this week. Yeah. And so I know that a lot of the businesses have set up different times for seniors and potentially folks that are at risk. You know, be respectful of those. If a grocery store opens and says, this is our time when we would like the ages from X to Y to be able to shop, let them go. If you're not in that age group, go at a different time. Mm-hmm. Be respectful, be patient, from a standpoint of, we know that yesterday's announcement that restaurants and bars and other establishments, even I think gyms and workout establishments have been, you know, ordered to be closed. Restaurants, you can still get takeout from a lot of them, curbside to go or delivery. You know, call your favorite restaurant, have them deliver a meal for you. You know, those folks need to, you know, be respected and make a living yet too. And so we're cognizant of that, and we would encourage, you know, the public to be that also.
And I think we should add too, where, you know, the sources for reliable information are the CDC and the North Dakota Department of Health. I was listening to some news reports this morning that there's a lot of scammers all of a sudden coming up with some new ways to get to people, and don't listen to some of the Facebook posts or the social media stuff out there. Go to cdc.gov for your information, or in the North Dakota Department of Health at health.nd.gov. Yep, and that's where you should be getting your sources of information, or your City of Mandan. Yep.
Very good advice. And like you said, there's so much, there's a lot of scamming starting to pop up now. There's, you know, reports of hacking into websites and things like that. But again, our best information, North Dakota Department of Health website, and also the CDC website. You know, the governor is doing press conferences, I think at 4:00 every day, depending on when you're watching this program, if they continue, but I think those are live streamed and also on your local network. So to provide updates. So again, you know, message would be patient and remain calm and keep your social distancing, and we'll make it through this. Okay.
Yeah, we will. And thank you, Jim, so much for being joining us remotely today. It's nice seeing your office and seeing you're okay over there in the City of Mandan.
Doing well, okay over here. And then when we're done with this, I can go put all my junk back and the minimal office cleaning occurred. So,
well, maybe we'll be getting together like this a few more times. If not, that's fine too. It'd be nice to have you here in the studio. But you too, stay safe. Yep. And thanks again for joining us.
Yep, and thanks to Dakota Media, like I said, and in these times, it's a matter of what you all do and setting this up today so that we can, again, maintain our social distancing, the assistance that you're providing with televising the meetings and things like that, some live, some recorded, playing them again. It's a very valuable to our citizens, and again, we thank you very much for
that. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. We're here to help, so we'll see you soon. Everybody stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
And thank you. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.